This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the day after a primary election, so we've got results for you. The race has narrowed for Dane County Executive. Melissa Agard and Dana Pelleban will be on the ballot in November. They got the most votes out of four candidates. Agard was a state senator and stepped down to run for this role. Meanwhile, Pelleban is the executive director of the Rape Crisis Center. Agard won by a landslide. She has the most name recognition and the most funding. Now the two will square off for November. Meanwhile, in Agard's old seat, we have a winner. Melissa Ratcliffe will represent the 16th Senate District. These Senate seats do not open up too often, so three members of the Assembly were running for it. It covers parts of Dane, Jefferson, and Dodge counties. There's no Republican on the ballot in November, so Ratcliffe didn't just win the primary, she won the whole shebang. Ratcliffe spent decades as a paralegal before joining the Wisconsin State Assembly. One winner in last night's primary made history. Wisconsin will get its very first South Asian member of the State Assembly. There was a three-way race for the 77th Assembly District, which represents the UW-Madison campus, Shorewood Hills, and the Nakoma Park, Monroe, and Vilas neighborhoods. Renuka Mayadev ended up winning. She works in the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. There's no Republican running in November, meaning Mayadev wins the seat. And it was the most crowded primary race in the state, but now there are only two candidates left campaigning to represent the 48th Assembly District, which was vacated by Melissa Ratcliffe, who won the 16th Senate District seat. That covers the Easttown Mall area, Sun Prairie, and part of Dodge County. Out of five candidates, Andrew Heisel ended up winning. This is redemption for him. He ran against Ratcliffe and lost 2 years ago. He'll face off against Republican Lisa Dempsey Rubrick in November. One of the craziest races to watch last night was in the 47th Assembly District. That includes Fitchburg, Stoughton, and the southern part of McFarland. The candidates were Randy Udell, a Dane County board member, and Joe Maldonado, an alder for the city of Fitchburg. For hours, the two were within 1% of each other. For a while, it was totally 50-50. We don't see something like that too often. But Udell ended up with the win. He had just 260 more votes than Maldonado. A longtime Madison figure was able to stave off a primary challenger. Sheila Stubbs was the first Black lawmaker to represent Dane County in the state legislature. She was drawn drawn into the new 78th Assembly District under the new legislative maps. She was challenged by Maya Pearson, vice president of the Madison Metropolitan School Board. Stubbs ended up winning with 66% of the vote. There's no Republican running for this district, meaning Stubbs is all but confirmed to head back to the State House in January. And the Red Cross is opening a new blood donation center in Madison amid a nationwide blood shortage. Right now, the organization has a center on the west side and one on the east side. The east side location is moving somewhere new with nearly double the space. Nationwide, the blood supply has dropped 25% since July 1st. Red Cross staff say this new Madison Center will allow more people to donate at one time. It's on East Park Boulevard near American Family Parkway. It opens for donations on Monday. And it's time for Hippie Christmas in downtown Madison. Many student leases end today and new ones begin tomorrow. All over, you'll find furniture and decor at the curb as students leave behind what they won't bring to their new place. The tradition is now decades old and people shop the curb for treasures. Nonprofits like St. Vinny's and Goodwill are involved now too, so they can pick up the things that don't get taken. Meanwhile, the Streets Division adds extra crews to clean up the curbs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.